You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up today at 6 on 1A+, the British are first in line for a shot in the arm. Canada says it won't be far behind. And climbing Mount Everest has just become an even taller order. Hear about those stories and more on the Friday News Roundup today at 6 on 1A+. Now, a state court and a federal court heard arguments yesterday and today in two lawsuits brought by the Trump campaign challenging the results of the election in Wisconsin. In one of those cases, which seeks to toss out over 200,000 absentee votes in Dane and Milwaukee counties, a Racine County judge ruled against the president, affirming Joe Biden's victory in the state. The campaign's lawyers have appealed that decision. Another suit in federal court hopes to toss out the state's results altogether and give the legislature the power to pick Wisconsin's electors. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking. The Electoral College meets on Monday to cast votes for the next president. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He's been on court watch this week. Sean, good to have you back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, let's start with this state court case brought by the Trump campaign. It hinges on Dane and Milwaukee counties, their recount and guidance that local clerks got from the Elections Commission. Tell us about this case and what happened today.
Yeah, this came from the recount that the Trump campaign asked for in Dane and Milwaukee counties, where they challenged these groups of absentee voters, totaling more than 220,000 absentee voters in those counties specifically. After the recount was over, the Trump campaign challenged the results before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said in a 4-3 ruling, look, you have to file this in circuit court first. So they did that. They sent it to Dane and Milwaukee County Circuit Courts. That got combined by the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court into a Racine County courtroom, where the judge, Stephen Simanek, ruled that, essentially affirming that the recount showed that Joe Biden had won Wisconsin. He dismissed all of the Trump campaign's arguments, which were not about specific allegations of fraud or specific allegations that voters had done anything wrong, but were rather allegations that clerks in those counties followed bad guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission when it came to handling absentee ballots. Some of that guidance had been on the books for 10 years. A lot of it was on the books when President Trump ran and won in Wisconsin in 2016. And so the judge said, you know, there was nothing wrong with that guidance. He upheld the election results, and that gave the Trump campaign a case to appeal.
And they're appealing, and I guess there's some fresh news on that, Sean.
Yeah, they're appealing, and right before we started to talk here, the Supreme Court announced that it will hear an expedited appeal of that case. So essentially, that lets it bypass the Court of Appeals and go directly to the Supreme Court. And justices are going to hear arguments in that case on Saturday at noon, which never, ever happens, and gives you an example of, you know, how time is of the essence in these cases.
Now, let's talk more about this initial judge's reaction to this challenge. The gist, as you said, it seems like, Sean, these rules were in place. Everybody knew the rules coming to the election. The judge said, why did you wait till after we have a result to challenge these instead of challenging these rules, again, that have existed for years? Is that part of why this was rejected by the circuit court?
He didn't really get into the timing aspect of it, you know, because that is a pretty key argument against the Trump campaign's lawsuits, not only in Wisconsin, but elsewhere. You know, that if you're challenging specific procedures in election law, there's this latches doctrine they talk about in court where, you know, you need to challenge them before the election and not after. He didn't get into that. He basically just said that there was nothing wrong with the guidance. You know, for example, Trump is challenging 170,000 absentee ballots that were cast by people in person before Election Day. So this is commonly referred to as early voting. And he's saying, you know, they didn't fill out the same absentee ballot application that other voters fill out, but they do fill out a form of an application that has been endorsed by Wisconsin elections officials for a decade now. And so the judge dismissed that. He also dismissed the Trump campaign's challenge to voters who said they were indefinitely confined. And so when you say you're indefinitely confined, you don't have to produce a photo ID in order to get an absentee ballot. You know, the judge said that he can't just, you know, strike those ballots down based on some type of a suggestion, an inference that there was wrongdoing there. He said it's, you know, more likely that people were rightly concerned about going out and voting during the COVID-19 pandemic. So he dismissed it all relatively quickly. You know, he heard arguments in the case, ruled from the bench, and teed up this, this state Supreme Court case again.
Now let's head to the Supreme Court. They had rejected this suit and sent it back down to a lower court initially, partly on the basis that that's how the procedure is supposed to work. Did justices tip their hands that much in that ruling on the merits of the case that is now actually going before them tomorrow?
So I wouldn't say they tipped their hands much in that case, but there have now been three cases that have been filed directly to the state Supreme Court, where they've been asked in different ways to overturn the results of Wisconsin's election. And in another one of the cases filed by a group that goes by the name of the Wisconsin Voters Alliance, this is a lawsuit that was filed with help from an organization called the Thomas More Society, which is a conservative law firm based out of Chicago. In that case, you heard Justice Brian Hagedorn issue scathing, blistering, you know, however you want to describe it, opinion, where he said that, you know, what the plaintiffs were asking the court to do was really an unprecedented act of judicial power, the likes he had never seen before. So the Trump campaign's lawsuit is more specific than those other lawsuits that the state Supreme Court rejected on 4-3 votes. But the outcome would be the same. That is, the Trump campaign is asking the court to step in and strike hundreds of thousands of votes and change the outcome of the election from a Joe Biden victory to a Donald Trump victory.
Talking to WPR's Sean Johnson about the latest on court cases seeking to overturn Wisconsin's presidential election result. Let's spend a little time now in federal court, Sean, and we're all eagerly watching, I think, for a ruling there. What's going on?
We are. So there have been a couple lawsuits filed in Wisconsin federal courtrooms. One of them was dismissed by a judge, Judge Pamela Pepper, who said that she didn't have the jurisdiction basically to strike down a state election result as a federal judge. You know, that was not allowed under the U.S. Constitution. And I mean, her ruling really focused on that was not her place. It was not an option she had as a federal judge. There is a second lawsuit. This one was filed by the Trump campaign. There were hours of hearings yesterday, and that's the one where we're waiting on the decision. This case is being handled by U.S. District Court Judge Brett Ludwig. He is a Trump appointee, and you know, we don't know how he's going to rule, but we know he said some skeptical stuff about this lawsuit. You know, he said, for example, yesterday he thought it was incredible that Trump waited to file the Wisconsin lawsuit until after the election. So here we're getting into the timing aspect of it. Waited to file it until after the election when these elections procedures had been in place for years.
Now, the Electoral College is scheduled to vote on Monday, Sean, so time is of the essence on all of these cases.
Yeah, I mean, exactly right, which is why you see the state Supreme Court is taking the rare step of holding arguments on a Saturday. We don't know when this federal judge is going to issue a decision in Wisconsin's federal case. We also have a huge case which involves Wisconsin before the U.S. Supreme Court, filed by the state of Texas, which, you know, the president has really latched onto there. I mean, he's basically saying this is the big one. And so he's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse the results of the election in four states that supported Joe Biden and send those elections to the Republican legislatures in those states instead.
And Sean, I'm always hesitant, as you know, to use the word unprecedented, but we're getting pretty close here, right, on these calls to flip an election result in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we can use it. I think we can use that word unprecedented. You know, you heard Justice Hagedorn, use it in his opinion the other day in that state case. And yes, you have state attorneys general, Republican state attorneys general, lining up behind the president and Republican members of Congress, including U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin, lining up behind the president, supporting his effort to overturn election results. So, yes, we have not seen this before, and certainly not in our lifetimes.
Sean, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He got us up to speed on the latest lawsuits from the Trump campaign challenging Wisconsin's election results. A state judge ruled against the president in one of those cases today, now headed to the state Supreme Court tomorrow, and a decision from a federal court in another case expected whenever, anytime now.